Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information. AM and FM KCII, Halcyon House. You're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Chad Dolan about Washington Community Theater's radio play, Holiday Affair.
Yeah, my name is Chad Dolan, and today I'm wearing the Washington Community Theater hat. I'm the director of an upcoming radio play, so I'm here to discuss that with you.
Perfect. And a radio play is pretty unique. Where did the idea initially come from?
You know, back in the 30s, it was pretty commonplace to do radio plays. They started adapting Broadway shows and eventually moved to Hollywood and started adapting movies. So that's where the idea certainly originated from. But then we had a local director by the name of Chris Hansen that thought it would be a great idea to bring that venue to Washington. And so in 2016, he actually, worked on and produced, directed the first radio play. That was It's a Wonderful Life. He did three more subsequently. And then, of course, COVID hit. We had to take a little break, so there was a two-year hiatus. Chris has since moved on for work, and I've jumped into the fire to kind of take that over, and this is my first year directing the radio play. So very interesting. Usually in the past starred big Hollywood stars or Broadway stars, and now we're starring local talent.
Yes, that's wonderful. What is this year's show?
This year's show is Holiday Affair. It was based on a movie that was released in 1950 starring Robert Mitchum and Janet Leigh. Those are Hollywood Golden Age actors that most people would be familiar with. Janet Leigh, most people know her as the actress from the horror movie Psycho.
Yes.
So the famous shower scene, she was the lady that portrayed that woman. So,
How many people are a part of the cast?
So we have approximately 20 people are in the cast.
Okay.
And we've got, ranging from young to old. I think the youngest is sixth grade, on up to some older folks in the cast. So pretty diverse cast, men and women, children, everybody. So and all different personalities, of course. So excellent.
Wonderful. So lots of energy and excitement, probably.
Yes, absolutely.
What do rehearsals look like, and how is that different from a typical show?
Yeah, rehearsals, it's a little bit different from the typical show, So typical stage performance, we would probably be meeting almost every day, in order to rehearse. With the radio show, it's different because, unlike a stage performance, you're having to memorize your lines. With the radio show, you don't necessarily have to do that. You can read the lines from a script, and that's how it was done, for historical radio shows like Lux Radio Theater. The actors would actually read from a paper script. And then, it's really important in a radio show to express emotion, because it's really your voice. I mean, yes, some people will be able to see us performing this show, through a window, but it's a little different than a stage performance in that really it's meant for the radio. So it's really changing your voice to fit the character, really expressing emotion. That's going to be very, very important because people, for the most part, a lot of people won't be seeing your face to really pick up those emotional cues.
Yes, so energy would probably be a major factor.
Yes, a lot of energy, and that's what I've been encouraging the cast is lots and lots of energy, kind of almost be over the top, and in some parts, almost cheesy to some extent, especially when we get into, part of what we're incorporating in this play is advertisements. So the advertisements in the 30s, 40s, 50s were big and just, kind of almost over the top. And that's what we want to do here is kind of emulate that.
With energy being a major factor, what are some of the challenges unique to putting on a radio play?
Yeah, so, you know, some of the challenges, for a radio play, logistics, you know, so a stage, you have a pretty big area, and yes, that can be challenging, but for a radio play, really what we're doing is setting up an old-time radio station, so our space is limited, and with a cast of 20, you know, trying to move all those people in and out to the microphones, so we devised a system where everybody enters the same way, everybody exits the same way from the area that we set up as kind of our little radio booth or radio stage. And then just trying to navigate that, you know, because, you know, more than one person might be coming to the microphone at one time. And obviously, we don't want a people jam, so to speak, yeah. You know, and then we want people to exit seamlessly, you know, as they do that. So really figuring out the logistics of that, you know, again, trying to incorporate things like music into the radio program and encouraging people really to be conscious that, hey, you need to pause just a little bit here, you know, to let some music come in or perhaps even a sound effect. So, you know, on stage, you know, a lot of the sounds and things that happen, you can hear those, they're visual, you know, et cetera. Here, you know, it might be something as simple as closing a door, and we have to make that sound effect, you know, in the midst of the play, you know, to kind of give that effect. So, you know, we have things like cars, you know, starting and driving away, and doors slamming, music playing, you know, birds singing, that, you know, that sort of thing is happening throughout the play. So it's really getting, you know, a lot of the actors to be aware that those things are happening and you know, don't necessarily say your lines on top of those things.
Sure, sure. So following the directions and making sure everyone's on the same page.
Yeah, yeah. And I'd say that's my role is just to, you know, really make people conscious of those things because it just doesn't come naturally. You're like, you know, what is supposed to happen here? Or I didn't realize that was supposed to happen here. And so, you know, definitely taking into consideration those things.
That was Chad Dolan joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about Holiday Affair. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.